Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, lick that toad.
Hey everybody, it's your main worm, Jackson, here to give you the hot scoop and our guests for the remaining weeks of Big Deal. This Saturday on the 13th, Adam Cannavale and Zoe Bellotta will be joined by the devil-daring Josh Earl and Danielle Walker. And then, for the final week on the 20th, Adam Cannavale and Cass Page will be joined by the mischievous Tom Walker and Demi Lardner. If you want to see any or all of these shows, then head to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live, and grab your tickets today. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what is the consequence of sapient animals? Not sentient, we learned our lesson. Sentient, a clam is sentient, a human being is sapient. So,
yes.
You know those movies or cartoons where like a dog is just as sentient, as sapient. Oh my god, I nearly screwed up.
We didn't learn a lesson anyway.
As like a human being, like a Homeward Bound or like an Air Bud or like a Dr. Dolittle or like...
Milo and Otis.
Bloody. Any of those movies. What is the consequence of that in a society?
Okay, I'm just going to hijack this straight away.
All right. Because
like one of the favorite thing I learned about history, not recently, just something that I've known for like a few years, is that we used to put animals on trials for things and I loved it.
Oh.
We used to put like, there was like a pig that killed a baby and they killed its babies or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We hung some chimps. We put like rats on trial for stealing rice. Fuck, I love history so much.
There's one of my
favorite... Colin Firth's in a film about it. Anyway. So yes, animal trials.
Yeah.
We're bringing them back, baby.
That's crazy. It's like we already kill animals. What more... How much more can we punish
them? Now we have a reason.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Now we know they deserve it and they know they deserve it.
I was going to say that a consequence of that would be that people would be less likely to kill animals and eat them. But maybe they would be more likely because they're like, oh, that pig's a cunt.
Well, yeah, because like, if you think about it now, like a...
Yeah. Well, the problem here is when, say, a person does something wrong, and if, you know, we find them guilty, we incarcerate them, or depending where you live, you might send them
pig prison.
We're going to have pig prisons, or we're going to, like, electrify or, like, lethal inject a pig, but then we're not eating said pig because we don't eat the guilty.
Would you, though,
unless
in a
we
society,
then start eating the guilty.
Yeah, well, let's explore this awesome reality. Would you in a society...
we're eating people again.
Are you saying we don't eat the guilty because they're people? You
know? Yeah, like, that's the thing. We just don't eat people that we've found guilty. But now we might.
But people aren't bacon.
Yeah.
That's true.
Would you eat a pig that you knew was a murderer?
Oh,
you're a vegetarian, Zaman, so this is an even funner question.
I'm also a vegetarian.
Oh, you're fantastic. So
but if the pig was a murderer...
That pig's done a crime and is fully sapient
what
enough
What crime?
To, murder of its own children. That's a thing pigs do sometimes.
Oh, but then are we... If it's something that they already do within their sort of society.
If we lived
if
in
that
a society
is a cultural
now,
practice of
where culturally
pigs,
someone killed their children, we'd still send them to jail.
Not if they What? Didn't live here.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. But pigs do live here.
Isn't it kind of like, you know, when people, like Inuits, they're like, you're old, get on that ice, bye.
Yeah,
but they're
that's
doing
true.
It for kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too
yeah.
young, fuck off.
Get on the ice floe, see ya, you're out to sea. Yeah. You know the thing, when you get too old, they put you on an ice floe, they send you out.
No.
Do now. I've seen that happen in Elf, but I think that was different.
They were sending Elf off to die.
Maybe they were. Maybe you got too big.
So yeah, I feel that if they're killing their own children, that mm-hmm. might be in pig society a-okay. And then we as what human laws should we be prescribing to the humble?
Oh!
No, because we can't really be like, oh, because...
Yes. Doesn't benefit pig society to eat your babies.
No, but just every single part of the way humans and animals interact. Are we going to start policing birds?
Yes.
Are we going to start being like, are there going to be pigeons?
Wait, there's more to them than there are of us. What if they start policing us?
That's the thing.
We can't catch a pigeon, it flies.
People are already so hesitant to give money and food to people on the streets who are begging.
Yeah.
That's all birds do in the city.
Yeah, but birds just need worms and trash. They don't need money.
You only need water and bread. Shut up.
They need chippies too.
That's true. Chips is cheap. We can feed the pigeons chips.
Chips is
why
cheap.
They'll just steal.
Well, that's fine then.
Oh, no, we can incarcerate them.
We incarcerate the pigeons for stealing our chips and we eat them.
But I feel like if the animals could talk to us.
Yes.
I don't know. We'd have a better connection with them.
Would we still have pets, do you think?
No.
We might. It would. If they chose to be with us, if animals gained sapience overnight, you could talk to your pet and be like, do you still want to be here? Imagine the amount of dogs in therapy.
No, I hate you. Bye.
You suck.
It's weird that we would develop a new kind of relationship where you would have your partner and your live-in best friend. Because... Yeah. That's what we already are dealing with.
Yeah, they wouldn't be your pets anymore. They'd be your roommates.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But then you like pay rent and the dog would be like, how am I meant to get a job? And
I'd
be like,
dogs can't do the dishes.
Yeah. Man, get out of my house, dog. Not contributing to the household.
It would just be so strange to, because animals have such a sort of, the way we have set up the world, animals can't live in it as contributing members of society to the extent of the capacity that their minds would want them to. So we would invariably, and just because I think this is what we would do, start counting them as second-class citizens in a way where they know. Right now they don't know. They don't know they're second-class citizens. Mm. They think nothing of it because that's not how it works.
Well, an added bonus is that the human race like bands together. Now we have, you know, something very much other that we don't like.
Goodbye, racism. Time to fight dogs. That's what the posters that I stick up around classrooms say. Classrooms? I'm putting propaganda in weird places.
This is all right. That's where you need propaganda in classrooms.
Absolutely.
Start them young.
Goodbye, racism. Fight your dog.
Because I was going to say, like, perhaps you would be, like, more vegetarian or veganism, that kind of stuff would kind of, like, start taking kind of, you know, a bit more in the forefront to be like, well, look, they don't want to be eaten. They're saying it right to your
face.
Once
you've heard a dairy cow speak, I don't think you're going to want to.
Yeah.
I'd still eat criminal dairy cows and milk them, I guess.
And so the criminal ones.
There might be some kind of new laws, and this is going to be a lot of big problems. So there's either going to go one of two ways, either the kind of like, maybe we're living in harmony, where it's like, you know, humans and animals, and then we're going to have that kind of like, kind of back and forth, and we're going to have, they have rights as well, and then maybe because a lot of animals and humans like to eat meat, we might be eating the guilty.
I'm so into it.
I forgot animals eat other animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do now when a cat eats a mouse?
What do you do when a snake eats a rat?
You send a cat to jail and you give the mouse's family a gift basket and you say, I'm sorry for your loss.
You give it the biggest slice of cheese you can find. No, do you know what?
Yeah.
We have been farming and domesticating animals for so long that as soon as they gain sapience, of course, you would be like, I can't own you anymore.
Yeah.
So many species would die out.
Yeah, that's true. Goodbye, cows.
Bye, cows. Goodbye, chickens.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm. Goodbye, dogs. Mm. Well, we look after dogs. Dogs, well, I mean, you get street dogs, I guess, but still, cats doing okay.
Everyone in the animal industry is like people who have puppy farms and farmers, any sort of farm. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm specifically talking about farms. livelihood gone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, perhaps not, because then you could strike a deal with the cow, say, for example, if you're a dairy farmer, and be like, well, we're going to milk you. And the cow's like, cool, this is a good deal here. You milk me for this, and hopefully I'll get, you know.
Yeah, and then you could be like, hey, how do you want to be milked?
Yeah. Are you okay to be milked this morning? Yeah. And the cow could be like, yes.
Because everyone's like, oh, that's really fucked up for animals. That's really fucked up for animals. Well, how do we know?
Yeah. Well, cow's like a dairy cow. If you don't milk it, I used to have this great book that I've been trying to track down. So if anybody listening knows where it was. Anyway, it was this guy just got his friends to ask him the dumbest questions that they could. And then he went and he spoke to people who were experts and he found out. And one of his friends was like, if you don't milk a cow,
what happens?
Will it explode? And he went and asked someone who was very mad at him. And they were like, no, but it will get very irritated. So you do have to milk a cow.
Yeah.
You have to. Otherwise the cow gets sick and it gets infected. Mm. So... someone's got to get in there and milk the cow.
But we made it that way.
Yes.
We made it so that has to happen.
Yes.
So they might be like, no, I don't want a human milking me. You did this.
Get an ape.
Yep. Yes.
Then we get an ape.
Import raccoons from America to milk our cows.
Look, I think I'm just going to bring it up. What we're all thinking.
Yes.
Bestiality.
Yes. Oh, man. Half of this podcast wasn't thinking it.
And I feel like I've watched too many documentaries about towns in Colombia where young men are encouraged to fuck donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very acceptable in these towns.
Why?
Yes.
Than one documentary about this?
Yes. Yes. No. It's insane. It's, I was going to say cultural. It feels weird to say it's a cultural thing, but it's like, some of these places, they're like so super Catholic. So it's like, you shouldn't have sex before you get married, but they encourage. Yeah. And they say it makes your penis bigger. So, and it makes you more learn how to.
Want. Can you imagine if there is a God?
Wait. Do we know that fucking a donkey doesn't get used? How do we know?
But imagine a god who's like,
I think you need to try it for yourself to find out.
But in this brand new world,
the donkey can be like, hey, I don't mind, or this is fucked.
Please
stop fucking us.
Please do. Your dick will get bigger.
You will learn how to pleasure a woman by fucking me.
I promise. Wink.
But if your dog now was like, hey, I'm interested in a long-term relationship.
I hate this.
That's just something you got. That's a possibility.
Yeah. No, it's not.
And if you say no, that's...
Yes,
that's,
because you know. Bestiality, essentially, it's wrong.
Because the animal's not sapient.
Because they can't
consent
to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look... that's one of the
reasons. Okay, yes.
One of the many reasons.
I don't know if there's any others, really.
Why are you attracted to an animal like that?
Because the world's changed. We live in a brand new society.
Dude, Cass, watch this doco.
It's an option
A man had fucked over 100 donkeys.
That's too many donkeys.
Why, where was his wife?
I'd cap it at 90.
Look, I hate to say this, Jack. Yeah, you're
can
right.
Now marry your dog.
You can now marry your dog.
That fucking rules.
It's fine.
The world's so much more exciting now. Fuck a crocodile.
Well, look, anyone here a fan of, like, say, sci-fi, right?
Sure.
And there's, like, a lot of Star Trek, whatever, where, you know, Captain Kirk bangs some green alien. Mm-hmm. Is that any different than banging a talking dog?
No, it's just not. I mean, it's more exciting because I know what a dog looks like. I know what's going on there. A green alien. Oh, who knows? That's a fucking adventure. A dog,
you know,
a different
what's going
kind
on
of adventure.
Okay.
I know what a dog's genitals look like. Let's not pretend. We're all adults here.
Yeah, gross. The answer is gross.
It's not ideal.
Ooh.
If I was picking an animal, you know, partner, I probably wouldn't pick a dog.
No.
But nevertheless.
What would you pick?
I don't know. I'd see what animal came to me. Like if a pigeon landed on my shoulder and was like, hey, man, you're pretty attractive.
Can't fuck a pigeon.
Why not?
It's like small enough to put up all inside you.
I would be gentle with a pigeon. We'd work it out. Anyway, this is just a reality we've got to accept. If we're going to explore the fact that animals all have sapience now,
yes, I
this
understand.
Is a consequence.
Yes, we're here. Good.
And even better, animals can fuck other different animals now.
That's true.
Oh, gosh.
A donkey and a fucking
pigeon.
King pigeon. If they want to make love, I'm not standing in their way.
I think that happens.
Yeah,
right?
But now it's strange. We don't know who's in charge. Otherwise, you're like, hey, there's a donkey and a pigeon that live next door. I don't know.
Is
they're
it like
happy.
The, with, oh, nah, my brain is not working. What's it called when, you're on top of the food chain? And then, people can be on top of the sex chain?
Oh, no.
Is there a sex pyramid?
Yes. No.
Like the food pyramid. Something, well, it would be because it would be based on things that are easier to have sex with to, you know, harder to have sex with.
Or would it be like blood fish, types?
Fish would be really hard.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Can a fish talk out of water? It's real weird to be imagined like sitting at a park bench near a lake and a fish just pops its head out and is like, hey, you want
to
fuck?
It would be hard to have sex with
people that fuck dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins, easy to fuck.
Yeah, look, everyone is unhappy where this episode is going. I'm sorry, listeners.
Not me.
Me and Cass are very upset right now.
My face hurts from frowning.
I have nothing to do with this.
You opened the door opened, and I stepped right through.
I don't remember that. I don't remember
You're
that.
Like, hey, here's a door. And Jack just went, this door.
Hey, when something's going on inside me, I have to let it out. Something that disturbing, I have to bring you all into the
it's
world.
It's an exciting idea to explore. That's
yes. So look, if a fox is like, hey, I really like you, let's bang. There's nothing morally wrong with this. I guess.
Hell yeah.
You can bang said fox.
Yeah, I'm not saying I would, but it's fine. An option now, and that's nice to know.
If you give everything sapiens, you give them the same rights, decisions as everyone else. Mm-hmm. So,
Does that mean animals are going to start making their own porn?
Yes.
Yes, it does. For other animals to get off to.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird, though.
If you're a cricket, could you get off to, say, I don't know, a chimp and... a raccoon.
Where's a cricket
on?
Getting an internet connection?
Oh my god, bugs too! Bugs too!
Absolutely. Every fly, every mosquito. Every
ants will kill us! Ants will kill us!
Actually, ants would kill us.
Ants will kill us!
Yeah, they will.
Well, why are the ants attacking us? We're leaving out sweet sugar for them.
Oh no, we'd have to start doing that forever, because imagine, because like, oh my god.
We'd have to start like offering them sexual favors in order
the
to
ants? Kill had a pleasure
us. Please no!
I'd just be like, please lie on your back and I guess I'll lick up the ants. I'll just put my mouth over like an ant hill and start tonguing it and hope they're getting off.
Is this good?
Jackson, stop! I'd eat more ants than I'd pleasure. So.
Yeah, we're sorry, ant population. Unless they kind of like swarm together in some kind of humanoid or I guess a mass
some sort
of shape that
surely,
like, maybe pleasure.
Surely you
know.
Just have to pleasure the queen, right?
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to, like the other ants don't even know what's happening. They're barely sentient.
Oh, yeah, but
well,
now
actually, they're barely sentient.
No, you've given all of the ants
okay,
sapience.
How about,
we've
like,
ruined ants
we
for
don't,
good.
Let's not include ants.
Okay, let's
every other animal gets sapience except for ants.
Please. Mosquitoes, you're still killing
ants
them?
Ants beat spiders. Mom!
Shall we cut it off at bugs?
Oh, I know what I would have sex with.
All right.
It's so obvious.
Yeah.
A snake.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Why? I'm keen. I want to know your reasoning.
Why? Because I would...
They do have two penises, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
One may be fake, I don't know.
Are you having sex with this penis, of the penis of the snake or the body of the snake?
Well, I mean, you use the whole snake.
Yeah, use every part of the buffalo, yeah, baby. Yeah.
I mean, when you're having sex with a human, you're not like, no, just only certain parts.
Yeah, good point. Good
That's
point.
True. Let me just interrupt for a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, a reminder to everybody listening that this Saturday, I'm going to be hosting Big Deal, a grody game show at the Cooper's Inn, and if you want to see that shit, you better head to our website, sanspantsradio.com/live, and grab your tickets today. Also, if you want to bear witness to something truly wondrous, then head to audiobooksontape.com and grab yourself a USB cassette of BigSubtitty.png's very first year as a podcast. Once again, that's audiobooksontape.com. Would you go an anaconda or like a little snake?
Anaconda.
Little snake.
I think I'm just thinking I'd like one to like writhe around my whole body, you know, and if it's like a little snake.
You fucking size queen.
You want a bit of weight.
Yeah. I want to be kind of squished by it as I'm fucking the shit out of it, you know. Ugh. You already get people who sleep in their beds with their anacondas. It's just like one more step, you know.
Do we? Do we get that?
Yeah, those people. Every time you hear about someone that was killed,
you know those normal people that own pet anacondas.
Every time you hear about someone that was killed by their pet anaconda, it's because they started sleeping in the same bed as it. Look it up. Anyway, a problem aside from all the awesome fucking that's going to be going on, a problem we're going to have to deal with is the fact that we will no longer be at the top of the food chain. Just won't. Currently, we exist at the top of the food chain because every animal is not as clever as we are.
No other animal knows how to use a gun.
Now all animals do.
But not all can hold it.
Yeah, they can't all hold it.
Luckily, I don't think a shark could hold a gun. Otherwise, we'd be fucked.
Just beaching out of the water and shooting a boat and then going underneath again.
Kill us.
Now they've just got fire. Now they're back in heat.
Yeah. That'll be the new war. The new war will start with people giving weapons to animals that they can use.
Mm. Well, let's think about the animals that can use a weapon.
Monkeys.
Monkey, raccoon, kangaroo, probably.
Yeah.
What else is opposable?
Squirrels?
I feel like there's already stories about like dogs in the US killing their owners.
Yeah,
Because they've like accidentally
shot a gun.
Shot their owners and stuff.
You're right. I think a dog could figure it out. Snake, speaking of snakes, could probably figure it out too. Easy. Can't aim very well.
You get another snake to help you. It's a team effort. They know about teamwork. Now.
Also, don't really need weapons because they're so fucking poisonous.
It's very scary to imagine coming into your lounge room and there's a snake just writhing around a handgun.
At least you can bargain with it. Now you don't want to do it. It's like, please don't poison me.
Well, would we...
you could check if it's poisonous. Are you one of those bad ones?
Can I see your belly? Snake? I forget the rules.
Let me bite you, then you can find out. Well, would we become a lot more segregated?
Like with the animals?
No, with everybody. Like we're all now band together. Like I said at the at the top of the episode that yes, we would then sort of humans might band together because we're like, oh yes,
racism,
we have
dead, kill your dog.
Dead, kill your dog. But then would it be like other forms of racism? Like, chimps all band together to hate deer.
Oh yeah, shit.
Oh no, they know racism now.
Think it would be like that. I think it would be like
herbivores, carnivores.
No. So wild animals v domesticated animals v zoo animals v farm animals, because they've all lived different levels of privilege.
Well, they have, yeah. But also you think about carnivores. Because, look, say, for example, humans.
Yeah.
We can, if we wanted to, sustain ourselves on just, non-meat.
We can be
vegetarian. That's fine. A snake can't.
Yeah.
There are animals that just cannot not eat meat.
Okay, so here's something we've got to sort out, though. Do the animals still have animal instincts? Is the rat still I got to get eaten by a snake. That's life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we have...
Yeah, absolutely. So when a mouse eats its babies, the mouse is not like, this is a tragedy. The mouse is like, gotta eat something. I don't know why mice eat babies. They do, though.
They certainly do.
Or like when the dad...
She's just evil.
No, but like what Zamet's saying, we can make the choice to become vegetarian. If mice learn about, because they don't just get sapience and sort of deal with it. They get sapience and then they can understand history.
Yeah, true.
So they're like, okay, well, I suppose there might be other ways so I can look at nutritionally so I can sustain myself not doing that. Yeah. I can now make a living. Oh no, science. We can't kill mice anymore.
Oh yeah, no, true. Oh my God. We get a lot of apologizing to do to mice.
Yeah.
We get a lot of
show them the monument. They're like, you think this is enough?
That the mice have squeaky voices. That's great.
Yeah, I think there might be a segregation thing where it's like meat eaters.
I think you'd have to.
It's going to be indentured servants. We're going to just. It's just going to be terrible things because you're just going to be like the carnivores are going to try and get the herbivores. We're going to farm them, but for their delicious flesh.
Yeah, as a deer, you might be like, well, I'll get eaten by the wolves if the wolves don't eat my family. But is it our job as people who've been sapient longer or as human beings to try and orchestrate like a comfortable society for these animals, or do we just let it run wild and we retreat to a corner and
snake? Run wild, see what happens.
I reckon the animals come to us because in my mind the animals they gain sapience, but they have all their memories and they can now articulate them.
Why do you think we're at the top of the food chain here? Why do you think we're the ones in charge? We might be the dickheads getting eaten and farmed.
Yeah.
I like that you're just assuming humans are on top. We don't know.
No, we got fingers.
Yeah.
So
out of chimps.
Look at our thumbs. There's like six chimps.
No, but what I reckon will happen is everyone will gain sapience. It'll go insane for a bit. Hopefully, some animals will come to us and be like, you need to figure this out. Or we rise up. They're like, you need to use your science. You need to make sure you've got a deer in every lab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I think they'd rise up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But they do that first. They're smart.
But I think in an instant.
Because, like, dogs are living a pretty comfortable life comparative to a lot of other animals. Mm. So I think dogs will be on our side in the coming war.
Yes.
I'm tearing down my propaganda posters. Kill wild dogs. I'll just write over the top.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they'd have, like, different ideas about politics, etc.?
Absolutely.
Like, like a real conservative dog.
You're a dog. It doesn't affect you.
Capitalism's dead.
No. The dog's like, oh, you know, you have an alpha. Where's the alpha?
Yeah, that's true.
Who's the alpha?
It doesn't really work like that in our society. I don't understand.
We've actually talked about this previously about it was in relation to Dungeons and Dragons, but giving a dog sentience, but a dog getting sentience and then automatically being like, gotta find the alpha, God. Every dog becomes very religious. They get super devout. They're like, dog backwards is God.
Yeah, it's real easy. Think about it.
Dogs are God's chosen people.
I fetch for the Lord.
This is a startling turn of events.
But also religion. You've now brought that up.
That's something we got to deal with.
They'd invent real cool ones.
That's true.
Right?
God is a dog. God is a fish.
How we have sort of, because like you say, the Egyptians, where they have humans with dog heads, etc. Would they have dogs with human heads?
I've always thought God was a lizard, personally. Well,
makes the most sense.
They get converts. Like you'd be like, hey, lizard God sounds pretty much what I've been following my whole life.
Makes sense to me, I don't know.
Find a hot rock.
Fables of lizard Jesus?
What
says a thing?
What
or two
because
about
like we were saying, so there are currently what like 8 billion human beings on the planet, right?
Sure,
something like that.
That's numbers gone
too
up
many.
Since I last
anyway.
Heard. That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's far conclusion. Too many. What are we doing? But there are like way more of various animal species. Mm-hmm. So if going on sheer numbers alone, we would eventually become a minority on the planet. So which animal would you side with?
Ants,
dogs,
cats.
Because some animal groups are going to be in charge now.
Yeah.
An animal will eat the queen, and then all of a sudden, oh, that's right, Britain is ruled by owls now.
Cats, because they seem to stand for
cats,
a life of beauty.
You're going to fucking die in a second.
Oh, no. People will
be destroyed.
No, it'll be like the, what's it called? We're too aesthetically nice.
No,
we're not. We're not getting involved in anything. We're just being very beautiful.
Yeah, I think I'd also side with the dogs.
Yeah, dogs, it seems like there's enough of them, and they're like savvy to the world a bit more than a lot of other animals.
They can't climb as well as, say, cats.
Maybe I choose rats instead.
Yeah, maybe you...
Heaps of rats all over the country.
Actually, rats is pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rats.
I might join the rats, you know? I'll do what the rats need me to do, whatever.
Would it be rats and, say, cats or dogs? Would it be like felines, rodents...
I don't know.
Lupines?
What does a rat think of like a hamster? Are they chill?
Stubby fuck.
Surely a rat thinks it's better than a hamster. I think a rat's better than a hamster.
Yeah, but a hamster might think it's better than a rat.
Well, it's just not.
Pointy fucks.
I just think there are so many rats. Like, isn't it, or like mice, isn't it like at every time, even right now, we are like a meter or two away from a mouse?
Yeah.
So that means there are mice.
Is that just only... specific to this house, though?
It is.
Yeah, we have a pretty big rat problem. We can't buy them and releasing them.
Woo! It's your house now, buddy.
Would you go with rats just because they're around?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, right.
And when the rats are like, hey, Jackson, can you bring us cheese and meat? I'd be like, yeah, okay, just don't kill me when you rise up. I think I'd immediately become a slave to the rats.
Well, the thing is, rats, there's a lot of them that could easily kind of like, you know, you could try to rise up. But killing a rat, easy. Killing a dog, hard. Killing it's a puma, true. Hard.
Side with the puma.
That's why I'm just trying to think who, big cats or cats in general, I might side with just because who would win?
Yeah.
Who would win? Who's going to be at the top of the food chain here?
Who's going to win the animal war?
I think, again, I think because you're thinking about fighting and wars and things like that, but they have sapience.
Yeah.
That's not all they're going to do. When we think of...
There's limited resources. You're not thinking about meat. Meat's a resource now.
You got to eat each other to survive.
I reckon cats will start ruling anything social related. Like... social media, they'll become really big in the arts.
They
as well.
Already are ruling social media.
Exactly, exactly. So when they gain sentience, I will help the cats set up their Instagram accounts. I will become like the person who posts on behalf of the cats who do not have the facilities. I'll do that for the cats. They just got to keep me safe.
See, you got to keep safe. Something's going to go down. It's going to be such a tense world for a bit. And then
it's a big melting pot. Something's
going
to set
Something's got to kick off. All the animals in the zoo die, yeah?
Well, no.
Why not?
Well, why would they?
Because they're in cages.
Yeah, you'll sit. How long are they going to die for?
Hey, I'm a zookeeper. The lion comes to life. He's like, Jackson, let me out. I'm like, fuck no. I just lock him up in a cage. I'm like, starve to death, idiot. And then I go.
Yeah, but there's going to be people who are like, well, arguing.
I'll kill them.
They have rights, so we need to set them free.
Yeah, you'll be fine if you just say, promise not to eat me.
Okay, well, when we're eaten to death by a lion.
Yeah.
Don't trust a lion?
Oh, I don't.
Who's been locked up for its entire life by humans?
Hey, lion, you hold
a grudge? And put on display?
No? Yes, he does.
No, just let me out. I'll be good.
The dolphin lives a sad life because the dolphin, it's far away from this. Anything in an aquarium is living a tragedy.
Anything at SeaWorld.
Yeah, that's awful. You can't release those animals. I'm not doing it. Are you doing it?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
But I would fight for their right to be freed.
Yeah, I guess put them in the ocean. The nicest animals for us to deal with are fish. Right now.
Yeah, I wish that in return for sapience that animals get, I get gills and can live in the ocean.
I'd like to lose sapience.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, in terms of how we look at cat videos online and be like, how interesting, would, like, animals be like, the human doing something stupid? Mm. I would maybe try to orchestrate that. Look at this human getting smacked in the mouth by a chimp.
Become a jester for the animal kingdom.
Yeah, they'd probably be way smarter than us.
So much. I'm stupid as is.
They have to, like... We can pretty much get by with our soft bodies. Animals need street smarts or they die. Survival of the fittest is so applicable to animals.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I'm kowtowing to maybe a cow. Look, whatever is in charge.
Would they have houses?
Would they take our houses?
Yes.
I think realistically.
That lion's going to be, okay, you can let me out, but I get to live at your house and you have to pay my rent.
Yeah. Okay,
just
lion.
Just don't eat me.
Why are they still paying rent?
Okay.
Landlord's like, you owe us money. Lion's like, of course. Here's my $400
a week. Give it to us.
I think eventually human beings would just
taxes
become...
go?
Yeah, we get a tax the fucking... pigeons? No.
So there isn't two continents. It's just death.
That's true.
No, do you reckon we'd have to start giving everyone jobs?
Yeah, probably.
Why?
I think it would no longer be our responsibility. What I think would happen is the animals, there are so many more animals than us that we would just fall in and be one of thousands of different species.
We're no longer the top. I think this would go back to... again, a lot of segregation, a lot of just like tribes, and it's just going to be initially perhaps going to be like groups of, say, you know, humans, groups of dogs, groups of cats, whatever. And they're going to form some alliances and then, hey, maybe we're just back here again in maybe 2,000 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we're going to be like, hey, dog, come here. And dog going to be like, I'll protect you if you give me food. And then we're going to be like, this happened before. This is neat.
You
huh?
don't know this dog, but yeah, this is kind of how you got into the situation you got in 2,000 years ago. And the dog's going to be like, don't give me a fucking history lesson.
Give me that fucking bone.
Dog, you know how you can't breathe properly because of your mouth? What?
Oh, yeah. All those dogs that we fucked up.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of domesticated dogs will die out. Because I think purebred pugs, when they're born, need surgery immediately so they can breathe. Mm-hmm. And...
bulldogs, I want to say, they can't have
cesareans.
Children. Yeah. Yeah, that's rough.
Oh, turkeys can't fuck.
Oh, no. We lose a lot of animals, but we probably get more of others.
That's true.
You know?
We'd lose a lot of humans, too. I reckon they'd just start killing us day one.
Because I think we've done the most damage to the animal kingdom. Yeah. So, like, we are a very good villain for every
animal species to band together
again. It's not going to be up. Racism is dead, kill your dog. It's racism is dead, kill the humans.
Exactly. Oh, no.
We get iced. That's why you got to join with the rats.
Puppy school's going to have all these propaganda up.
We've seen this episode making like a lot of decisions about how things would work. We would have no fucking say.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we zero.
We'll be up to the dogs or the cats or the owls and pigeons and rats.
They probably already sorted it out in their little animal talk. They're just waiting for that sapience.
They're ready for it now. Yeah. And the sapience hits and they plan A into action.
What if they like they get sapience, everyone's like, everyone shut the fuck up. Don't say a thing.
Maybe they already have sapience.
No!
Because if you do, things are going to get... Let's just meet up. Let's just go for some meetups.
Imagine like an apocalypse like movie or TV show where it's like people are just dying in their beds and we don't know why. Dogs are turning on their owners and we don't know why. The human population is dying out. Poachers are getting killed by clever lions in ways we didn't think was possible. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we've been sapient for the last 50 years.
You're fucked.
We got rats eating the nukes to stop that happening. We got fucking all of our power, all of our, the grid could go down. Get dolphins to smack that internet cable in the sea.
Yeah.
Animals could destroy us like that. Kill your dog now.
Kill the animal.
Preemptively murder your pet.
Who knew poachers were the real heroes?
Yeah, exactly. They've just been defending us this whole time.
Like poachers, we finally get a one-on-one with an interview. They're like, no, those are the big ones. They'll kill us first fastest. Have you seen the hippo?
A hippo will fucking destroy you and your family. We're trying to help. We removed the tusks of an elephant so it doesn't have a weapon.
We saw them having little conclaves and meetups and discussions.
What do you think the watering hole is for? That's every animal getting together and deciding how they'll end us.
Elephants never forget and their history is entirely oral.
Oh, yeah. What about, like, other places where it's just, like, I'm thinking mostly Western society.
Yeah. Like, think about, you ever seen those documentaries about like India and the amount of like monkeys and stuff that are just on the street that in a second could just turn? They're already
people
stealing
riding
food.
The elephants and.
Oh, Bali. Yeah.
Imagine waking up and just seeing an orangutan at the end of your bed with his gross long fingers coming towards your neck.
No.
Whispering, this is your fault.
Oh, they'd put us in cages.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They would be riding us.
Well, I guess I got a wonderful long future of sitting in my cage jerking off for their entertainment.
Would you rather be a farm animal, a domestic animal, or a zoo animal?
A zoo animal.
Circus, such.
That wasn't an option.
I'll ride a tiny bicycle for the elephants.
No, I'm bad at doing things.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You're already lazy.
No, that's true. All right, domestic animal. I'll live at someone's house, curl up in a bed. Yeah, no, that's all right. I can deal with that.
Exactly.
That seems like
getting
an all right
life. Big pot belly.
Yeah, lying on my back, getting patted by dogs.
I guess.
Getting fed human kibble. Mm. None of these sound good. Maybe zoo is best?
I'm thinking zoo.
Zoo, because if they run a zoo the same way as we do, they're trying to replicate our natural environment.
That's true.
So it would be the safest.
Exactly. Yeah. It'd be a couch, TV.
Don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you can go. But it's going to be the same book forever. Like, you know the way they give a tire to some apes or whatever to play with? We're going to have one book and they're going to be like, no, they're bored. Okay, put a fucking hot dog in a big freezer block and they'll have a good time licking it out.
It's true. We do treat animals terribly.
We treat animals atrociously. And we just got to hope that at no point do they ever see a problem with this and rise up and murder us. The person who loses in a world where animals get sapient is invariably us.
Yeah. Oh, and we deserve it.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
You come home to your dog. Your dog looks up at you and says, I know everything. And you're just like, I'm sorry. I'd present my wrists for arrest.
Your dog's like, do you really think I wanted to live in a fucking apartment?
I guess I knew you didn't. But I liked patting you. Yeah. Do you think this relationship's a little fucking one-sided, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's on me.
Yeah. So
he's joking. Me.
Yeah. I figured.
So well, now that we've converted everyone to vegetarianism, I think we did our job.
Well, no, see, because I got to eat as many animals as I can so that when they do rise up, Well, there's not going to be as many. Or so they're going to target me specifically.
Yeah, your beautiful utopia of fucking every animal you can
kind of lay your eye on. Yeah, this is the saddest part of all this.
I feel maybe for an animal lying with a human, they're going to be like, no, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Not if I become an awesome with the enemy. Animal concubine. And I give my body up to whatever animal
don't,
wants to
don't
have
Don't we
a fucking
have
go.
Tickets on ourselves? Like, I'd fuck this animal. I'd fuck this animal. As if we're in any of their leagues. Like, oh my God, you reckon there'd be reverse furries?
Dogs dressing up as human beings. That rules.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Cass.
I've been Sonia.
And do you have a show on, Sonia?
Perhaps I do. At the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, my show is called Glory Box. It's a brand new stand-up show, and I'm performing the whole run of the festival, except for Tuesdays, at the Cooper's Inn. And you can check me out online, Sonia Diorio, for all the details.
Mm, fantastic.
Yes, Tuesday, the Lord's Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's Sunday.
What?
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.